Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe calls these 527 groups shadowy players in the election process. His report documents contributions from five big spenders who funneled money into an array of Democratic and Republican Party front groups. Democratic groups spent far more money than Republican groups this year. The top Democratic group, Greater Wisconsin Committee, spent almost $900,000. McCabe says this year is unique and that more money from 527 groups went into state legislative races than ever before.
These groups are active in about two dozen state legislative races. And I think it's pretty clear that the party front groups and the special interest groups are going to outspend the candidates in at least 15 of those races.
The largest Democratic contributor to these groups is Lined Eline, an heiress of the Schlitz Brewing Company. All of her money went to Democratic groups. But McCabe points out that the donors listed in his report are only the tip of the iceberg. He was able to track them down by using IRS records. None are tracked by state or federal campaign regulations.
Who's paying the bills is a well-kept secret from the people of Wisconsin, and the public deserves to know who's behind these campaigns and who's really writing the checks.
But McCabe says change may be coming soon. The State Government Accountability Board is expected to approve new transparency rules for state elections campaign funding at its November meeting. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.